And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Good evening.
Do you know, it seems like more than a week since we were last here. It's the weirdest thing down here in the Punky Bunker.
It's weird. Time flies.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul the Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we are still in the ramshackle excuse for a studio that we...
It's getting... No, it's not. It hasn't shifted at all.
It's not getting there. It's getting worse.
I know.
It's getting worse. This is our third location in 2 years.
Yep.
This is the Needles. They're still as good as they ever were.
Yeah, they're still there.
And
we can rely on them.
And actually, do you know what? On this week's show, I've got a surprise for you. And it's not even in my pants.
Well, that's a relief.
It could be hand relief. All right, I've got a surprise for you in the second half of the show.
Okay.
I've got a band we haven't even discussed. We haven't even talked about them. It's
like
a secret band. It's my secret band. It's all right, though, because the song's only 55 seconds long. So
that's what I like.
It doesn't matter whether you like it or not. I'm just thinking it's getting late here.
It is. Okay.
Well, because the thing is, because I've moved out of the forest.
You have?
I don't live in Sherwood Forest anymore. I've moved down the Great North Road to hang about with the highwaymen.
And how is that?
Well, you know, I'm getting a lot of dick.
No, but what's new?
Shall we do the first song?
Yeah, okay.
First song this week is by The Skies.
Okay.
And this actually came out last week. This came out on the 2nd of July. And I'm just wondering, should we read out what they say about them?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because it's like, you know...
It's always a good laugh.
Yeah, now we like this song, don't we? Because we played it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't believe we liked it so much the first time, so we played it again. But, will it live up to this? When reading the band's list of influences, there is a steady dedication to good old-fashioned rhythm and blues and rock and roll. This is exactly what The Skies' debut single, Bring It On, delivers. The band say of their single, Out July the 2nd, 2007, it's angry, calculated, and bangs harder than any of their other tracks. Which begs the question, if this band is getting harder and heavier, even as they establish themselves in the cutthroat live scene of rock and roll, what can the future hold for the impressive foursome and their salivating admirers? Be warned! They're The Skies, and they're out for blood. Please have a listen. Let us know what you think.
They're salivating admirers. Little werewolves listening then. Nice.
Yeah, I quite like what was the bit I like? I like the fact they're angry and calculated.
Nice, yeah.
They're like mathematicians. Let's hear it. This is Bring It On.
Now bring
Tony, you've not turned the beds up. Now you have.
Wrong.
How did that sound to you?
I liked it.
I thought he sounded angry and calculated.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think they've got lots of salivating fans.
I think it's a little bit Primal Scream in some places.
A little bit like the Dirty Riffs.
It's a good foot stomper, isn't it? It is a bit Dirty Riffs, yeah. It's a good foot stomper.
Ah, innit?
Yeah. But
nice.
Of course, Tony, I forgot to do the all-important website.
You did?
Yeah. Now, what I want to know is, Tony, after we've played the track, is what is the Skies MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Skies.
MySpace.com/The Skies band.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, man. Paulie being the internet one, Tony Neil. And
it's a tough life, isn't it?
Every single website we're doing this week is the MySpace.
Okay.
Every single one.
Oh, that's great. I love MySpace.
It's the MySpace, yeah. It's the MySpace.
Yeah,
speaking of MySpace.
Oh, were we? Oh, yeah, we were.
It's time for MySpace. Latest comments, Tony.
Okay.
And I'm calling you Tony. I should, of course, really be calling you Uncle Pumblechook. You're ridiculous sideburns.
You're just great, aren't they?
You just need a top hat. You're looking very, very Victorian.
Thank you very much.
I may paint a picture.
More?
I've decided to grow my hair out, by the way. Not all of it.
All right.
Just like the colour out. I'm going
to
go back.
Are you going back to the grey fox?
Nice.
Fox.
Nicely. I could be white now.
Really?
Well, it's been
a while.
It's been since October. So it's what?
Who knows what's happened?
That's lots of months.
I've shaved the blonde out.
Oh, we're a pair of queens.
It's back to the old days.
What, I've been queenie?
That's right.
Punky Ladies MySpace comments. Great way to get in touch with us through myspace.com/punkyradio. And these are 5 recent comments.
Okay.
You can have up to loads of characters as discussed. Can't bother doing that. Just going to read it out. Happy 100th episode. This is obviously one from a while back. I have to admit, it was pretty relaxed, though. Yeah, I like to think so. I fell asleep the first time I listened to it. Anyhow.
We fell asleep enjoying it.
Anyhow, I'm going to send you lot a copy of our album. See if it's any good for Ska Punk Special. Stay safe. And that was safe as her. And I didn't check. I think it's safe as houses.
Safe as her?
Safe as her, it said. It wasn't the whole thing. The way they've paged it, I was just safe as her. I'm going with Safe as Houses. Okay. Hello, boy. And I'm quite pleased that they fell asleep but didn't mind listening to it again. That way we eked into their subconscious while sleeping, and then they listened to it again and thought it did really happen.
Woke up thinking, must have a Coke.
Deja vu. And Coke, please. Hello, boys.
Hi.
Another thank you for having some of the Antfest guys in a few weeks back. No, not kissing ass. Just begging you to get one of these. You haven't got an Antfest t-shirt yet. cafepress.com/antfest. Did we tell them about that? We
must have done. Probably, yeah.
cafepress.com/antfest. It's all about the plug, baby. You can untwist your face now. Close brackets. Joanne. It must be some plug she's on about.
Okay.
Have you still got yours?
My plug?
You're still wearing it?
Yeah, that's why I'm sat uncomfortably.
Your Coca-Cola plug. Cooper. I forgot to mention that I'm from Worcester in Massachusetts. This is because when you did the Is a Trap, we didn't know.
Yeah.
Sorry about the confusion, but I am from the States. Worcester, pronounced Worcester by locals. Yeah, fancy that. That's what we call it as well. It's kind of like a poor man's Boston. Is that what? Boston, Lincolnshire. Thanks for reading out my judgmental and my Is a Trap. It's nice to know I now control you guys. Now, Paul and Tony, my puppets, dance. Dance, my puppets. Do my bidding. Mwahaha. Open brackets, evil laugh, close brackets. No, I just did it. No, but seriously, guys, thanks for the mentions. Great show. Peace, Manic Hispanic. That's very nice of
you. Aww.
We are nice to people, though.
We are nice.
Hello, Paul, and hello, Tony.
Hi.
Would have been in touch sooner, but my head has been all over the shop due to Glastonbury, or as my predictive phone text says, Glasto nasty. And all the weird and shit, that's me, not him. That's all the weird and shit stuff that goes with, don't think I'll be going again next year. 2 years on the spin with lots of no thanks. This isn't really working out very well. Think me and the missus will be going to Kaiea next year instead. I'm thinking they're going there as well.
What's
fantastic
that?
Rock and roll, rockabilly, psychobilly festival in Kaiea every year.
Ah.
I do fancy it. Might go myself. He goes, fuck it. Drinking cider on the beach. Sure beats drinking cider in shitty mud. True. Just trying to catch up with all the shows I missed, especially love the Japunky show. You've got to love the Japanese and all their quirkiness. We have now moved to the last Saturday of every month. Now would be great to have you both down again. Maybe a DJ set. Anyway, good to hear from you both in good form. Take care from everyone at Vomit.
Vomit.
Southend Posse. Ant in the House. Respect. Yeah. We'll come down again as long as you ask your bird not to kick me in the back of the leg.
Yep, and the next one's July 28th.
I think. And aren't you thinking of going?
Thinking about it.
Well, you're doing a DJ set now, Tone.
Oh,
that's
crap.
Very exciting.
Oh, Steph would love that.
Of course you
would. She's always wanted to be a DJ.
Let Steph do it.
Okay.
Steph will do it brilliant as well. She'll play loads of rockabilly and psychobilly.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, she'll love that.
I wonder if I've just had a vision of next week's show. Bloody hell. The smoking ban has only been in place for 2 days and it's already pissing me right off. Not that I smoke anymore, but if I have to sit in a pub and listen to one more person say, ooh, isn't it going to be nice to not smell of smoke tomorrow? I'm going to have to unleash my mighty berserker and burn them into next week. No, you won't smell of smoke, but the comforting pub smell has now been replaced with a horrific blend of sweaty men, piss, sick, tramps, stale lager and Lynx Africa. Not only that, but because of the stupid licensing laws, you can't always take your drink outside with you. So you have to leave it on the table while you go outside for a fag and let any bugger put any old shite in your pint. And then it's you that ends up drugged, wearing a gimp mask, face down on a fold-out bed in a Holiday and being bombed into next week. Bucker!
Ah, what a summer that was.
Thank you very much, Bucker. We both remember that one fondly, don't
fondly.
We, Tony? Now, the thing is, he is right. Those fag smell did hide a multitude of sins.
Yeah.
I was in one of my favourite drinking establishments, The Vic in Hitchin last night.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole pub just smells of old men farting.
Oh dear.
And everybody's noticed as well. They're going, I've been able to come in here and fart with impunity for many years because no one can notice over the stench of fags. Now you take cigarettes out of the equation, you can smell everything.
It's not bad, good, is it?
It's bad.
You should have thought of this.
Well, I think, what do you do? Ban farting.
Or tax it.
Because I do. Actually, that would work out perfectly.
What, a taxation on farting?
No, it could become known as the Brown Law. What have you got? Podcast
Addict comments. New month. Thank you all for your votes so far this month.
Yes, keep them coming.
Obviously, keep them coming. Easy way to vote. Go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen. Important. Please vote for his link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. Again, we always appreciate your votes and you will not get spammed by
and
us.
And you choose
or
the comments now, don't you?
It's
been that for a long time.
Yeah.
This is, you're very much in charge of this bit.
That's right.
That's so why so much into it.
I am to blame for choosing them. Yes, okay, so these are the top five comments for this week. Okay, the first one from your dad, Funky Smells, that's from Tommy. He's
Facebook
loving
reference.
The old being your dad.
We're not doing Facebook this
week,
we'll do it next week.
Okay.
Thank you, Tommy.
Gooper, congrats to your 100 plus shows. Keep up the good work, boys.
Thank you.
From Scott from the Night Nurse Show.
Thank you, Scott, for the Night Nurse Show. And I have voted back for them as well. We help podcasters out.
Are they podcast peers?
I think they might be registered in podcast peers, yeah. Excellent. I'll find out.
Right.
That's the last week of Thingamies this week.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but we're going to get. We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later.
Punky Rules.
It does.
The mighty berserker of the podcast alley. Absolutely Lucretius. Lucretius.
See, I always want something when making reference to Mighty Berserkers to really be from a lady.
Right.
But we don't know.
Maybe it's
Lucretia.
Maybe it's Lucy Retius.
Lucy Retius. Hey, Lucy Retius.
Hey, Luce. Nice. Gooper.
You talk purdy.
Well done on making it to your 100th show.
Thank you.
Who would have known that Tony would survive Paulie's beratings, and Paulie would have survived his own beratings?
Yes.
Looking forward to another
self-flagellation.
Couple
always
years.
Been very popular.
Another couple of years of getting older. Your pal at the Eclectic Mix
Thank
podcast.
You.
George.
George is the main man. Yeah. Make sure you listen to Eclectic
nice.
Mix.
The always brilliant Punky.
Always brilliant. Actually, that's not true.
No.
Sometimes tardy.
Sometimes relaxed.
Always brilliant.
I am just now hearing about your US tour.
Ooh.
Since I live pretty close to Ontario and Los Angeles.
And how's that done? She must have a massive arse.
I'm hoping I've got a good chance of catching a glimpse of the dynamic duo in person. Who would be Batman and who would be Robin in this instance? Ciao for now, Riot.
Thank you, Riot, but we're not going to Ontario or Los Angeles.
No, that's true. Got a point there.
Keep listening to Miracle Groove Station, though. That's where we got our Japanese influences. Oh, I haven't sent them our lot yet. We've got to do six for them, haven't we?
Punky for their show.
Yeah, we've got to do six for them. Listen to Miracle Groove, though. Good stuff. Right, what's that? Have you finished?
I finished the podcast. Ali comments now.
You'd be rubbish at Eurovision. Next bag.
Nil point.
Yeah, no, because you'd go, and that concludes the voting. Royaume-Uni, nil point. Oh, Fancy Thanks. That. Don't tell me. Germany have voted for Turkey. Oh, what a fix. Right. Next song, The Setting Sun. Very pleased about this. Because this has come from our friends at Bad Afro Records.
Ah, right.
Cool. Top man, Lars. And we played the single off this In a Certain Way a while back now. And we finally got the album. And it's a bit of a cracker, isn't it? We had to listen to this.
Yeah.
Me, you and Steffi.
And next door.
Yep. And we liked a lot of this album.
Yes.
You weren't sure about the first track, and then it suddenly started speeding up. Not the first track.
The first few tracks.
Well, and then it just got going, didn't it?
Everyone after that was a winner.
And you're going, I'm starting to really like this. Nice. So anyway, we're very, very pleased about this. This album's out, I think, this week. I haven't got the bit of paper on me now, silly Paul. But what I want to know is, Tony, what is the MySpace page of The Setting Sun?
MySpace.com/The Setting Sun.
Tony won. Hey. Poorly being the internet one.
Getting it back.
This is I'm Down.
Not here, aka Clito the non-clairvoyant and your kitty, the gatekeeper of all bad spirits, of course. I come from India and I've got an English accent. Oh, it's so rubbish. Oh, Paul and Tony, I'm late again. I think I just fell. Oops. Something like that. Thank God I didn't. Oops, I'm sorry. I faulted again. It always comes out at each and other end when I go out pubbing or plubbing or whatever you call it, plucking. Well, I'm going to tell you something, Paul and Tony. It is the Taurus and Gemini, Jim and I, horoscope, whoring around. He, Jorge, hoi! I was in Mexico. Prima! Ooh, and everybody was playing with themselves over in the booths over there in the strip clubs. And I noticed there was a lot of Jim and I's fondling these girls. I knew it was because they've got this air about them. Get it? Air sign. And Taurus was over there. Most Tauruses are too busy collecting the money. They're very serious-minded people. They never get caught doing the same thing that Geminis usually do get caught. Both of them have, following the next year or so, they have a challenge ahead of them. A challenge? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm drunk, Paul and Tony, can't you tell? Whoops! Let me peel my ass off the floor. Dear Lord, I don't know what the hell I'm even talking about. I just know I've got 2 minutes to fill up, and I think it's about 2 minutes now. Paul and Tony, I know I'm not making no sense because I'm freaking drunk again. I'm such a lush, but I'm having a good damn time. It's so rubbish. Oh, Paul and Tony, I'm telling you, next time I'll be a little earlier for my horoscope, but I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about anyway. But good luck to you, Taurus and Gemini. Oh, it's Clito the non-clairvoyant with a Porky Ratio.
I'll be perfectly honest with you, I don't really understand that woman.
I don't have a clue. But it's quite entertaining nonetheless.
And it is so late, the way it's worked out as well, because it was done for Taurus and Gemini, and we're well into whatever's next now, aren't we?
What is after that?
Cancer.
God, is
it? We're in Cancer.
Well, that's never nice, is it? How rubbish to name a sign after that, such a depressing topic.
Who do you think you are, Clito? How rubbish.
How rubbish.
But yeah, thank you very much, Ruby Breast, for doing it. I'm not convinced Clito's really British.
That's a bit controversial, isn't it?
She this said time ass.
Ass.
She'd have said ass.
I never say ass.
She'd have said ass.
Ass.
I'm sure of that. Anyway, let's hope she gets in touch with us again soon, because we need the next two now, because that one was already late, so we're already ready for Cancer and Leo.
Okay,
I better get in touch with her this week. She's got quite a lot of punky fans now. Quite a few of them been getting in touch with her.
Oh yeah.
Oh, she's doing alright. I think it's because if you go to certain areas of her various websites, and you might see her in the nuddy.
Yeah, especially if you look at her CD.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Out now on Growler Records.
Yeah, I can't say more than that.
Have you got a twat?
I do have a twat. It's on a CD upstairs. Sorry. Yes, if you have a twat to nominate.
Is it still under your bed?
That's right. Under my girlfriend's pillow.
Oh.
I don't know. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. I have a few more twats to read out, but hey, if you do have a twat, please email me, because they are running dry again.
Oh, your twat's running dry again. That's awful news.
I know. But it's all right. I've got it under control. I've got it under control. It's fine. This week, it's from Lauren.
That's easy for you to say.
Thank you very much. Very nearly. Such a hard word to say. Lauren. I have a diamond nomination for Is a Twat. My fiancé, Chris Hughes. To his eternal shame, he doesn't listen to Punky, so he will never know about this. Great, thanks.
Oh, that's right.
And as if his not listening to this awesome show was not bad enough...
That means we can really go for it, doesn't
it? I actually have proper reasons for nominating him, yeah, I'm sure he will listen to it. Lucky, number one, he's very rude and cuts across all my girly rant fests with his interesting boy stories. Two...
I like this bloke already.
Exactly. Yeah. There's only two things bigger than his head, his ego and his beer gut. Nice. Three, he thinks it's perfectly acceptable.
Are you sure this isn't me?
So far. He thinks it's perfectly acceptable to show up late or not at all for whatever reason, usually beer, but not for me to make other plans when he stands me up. That's fair enough.
That is fair enough.
That's fair enough.
I don't think this is going to work out.
No, Adam. Four, because my best friend is a guy with a similar interest to him. He thinks it's okay to ditch me for my best friend to do boy stuff, but instead of letting me go do important girl stuff, he expects me to sit there and look interested. All in all, he's a bit of a piss mop, and I think you'll declare once and for all that my fiancé is a twat. And that's from Bounce.
Well, I can't agree with anything she said, to be honest with you.
It sounds alright to me.
Yeah, sounds like an alright bloke.
Yeah, a bit of a laugh, you know. Takes a right, goes drinking, likes his beer, you know, it's fine now.
Fairly relaxed on timekeeping.
Yeah.
Not remotely interested in female issues.
That's alright.
Sounds like a bit
sounds
of a gem.
Sounds like a bloke.
I don't think we can do it this week.
Oh, hang on. He doesn't listen to Punky.
Oh yeah, fuck him.
All yeah, right. Bastard.
All right.
Does, yeah. Oh, hang on. He doesn't say where he's from. Oh, so I let that one slide, didn't I?
You really did let that one slide.
So, Chris Hughes from Who Knows Where
is a twat, but only because he doesn't listen to Punky.
That's right.
Yeah,
do he sounds all right. He sounds diamond geezer to me.
He's actually quite cool.
Yeah, we drink with him.
I'm going to get straight on the next song, man.
Oh, okay.
Shooting through this. Dead Identities.
Oh, nice.
When we played Kitty Hudson the other week.
Yes.
Kitty Hudson.
Oh, yes.
When we played Kitty Hudson the other week, it was the only track we'd got off there because it was off that punk sampler.
Okay.
When we did the UK punk special. Right, and I got in touch and said, we really like Kitty Hudson. No, it was off Devolution.
Oh, yeah.
Devolution. I got in touch with them, not knowing who they were, and said, bloody hell, we really like you, Kitty Hudson. Can you send us an album? And they went, yeah, well, we know you.
Oh.
Because one or two of us are also in Dead Identities.
Oh.
And we're mates with Wonk Unit, and they're all a big jamboree of fun.
Oh, Wonk Unit. I wonder how they are.
Three very different bands, though.
Yeah, totally.
But all fantastic. So, Dead Identity Centre is their album, and we're going to play a track of it because it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to do them such a favour here that not only are you going to guess their MySpace in a minute, I'm going to give the website out. The website is deadidentities.com. The album is called Music for the Waiting Room. Mm-hmm. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/deadidentities.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie being the Internet 1. I have a feeling I might lose this week.
That'd be nice.
Because I've won for the last two, haven't I?
I think so. Well, did we draw last week?
Did we draw last week?
Time's flown.
I can't remember very much anymore.
No. So we're getting older. Our hair's returned to its natural colours.
I know, that'll be all right. Anyway, This is track 7 from this 15-track super album that, again, we listened to and we liked loads. We were going to play another one, weren't we? I wanted to play Who's Louise.
Yeah, and for me, it was between 7 and 9. I can't remember which one. 7 of 9. Nice. I think 7 went out for me.
That Borg.
That dirty Borg.
Oh, you dirty Borg.
Dirty Borg.
Dirty Borg. Come over here and assimilate my cock. Resistance is penile. I'm good. Yeah. Right, this is it then. Track 7, Wait Another Day.
And we're not gonna say
Well, I personally think that is very, very good indeed.
Excellent. I really like that.
I might even let you keep that album.
I was just looking at
it. You were just looking at it rather fondly. And
it's
I thought
it's well packaged.
I thought that's not going to stay in the punky box. That can be in your record collection, Tone. My gift to you.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, have you been looking at GoDaddy.com?
No. Sorry.
What's that noise out in here?
A little bit of feedback through that.
It's all right. I've stopped it now. I know.
Leaves do not make good transistors.
Everything's made out of wood. Essentially, Tony, our friends GoDaddy are a web service provider. So when you go on there, you'll quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and...
easy podcasting!
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet web hosting needs. And why is it so good if you're in the UK, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate.
Baby!
$202 to the pound, last time I checked.
$202? I say. Oh, yeah. We can afford to go.
We can afford to buy it.
Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, I'd also like to tell you a little bit about a Coke promotion that is going on until September, but I think this might be the last week we mention it. We don't know yet.
Okay.
So keep your eyes and ears peeled for this one, Punky fans. Particularly, well, if you are in the UK, the rest of you just shut up for a minute. Mm-hmm. Right, this summer, as most of you are aware now, Coke is running a fantastic promotion for music fans. Punky listeners can get free iTunes downloads alongside other great prizes. Those of you who love Coke, Diet Coke and Coke Zero will have an opportunity to win songs from iTunes, 80 gigabyte video iPods and tickets to this year's V Festival. Has that happened yet? That hasn't happened
it's
yet,
in August.
That's in August. So yeah, you've still got time to do it, so get on there. All you've got to do is get a Coke, look on the side of it, find the code. Go to music.coca-colder.co.uk or text the code to 88200. See if you've won and then enter again the next time. We've had quite a few people have won loads on there.
Yeah.
People leaving comments on the MySpace. We're getting emails from them. If you do win something or if you'd like to give us feedback about it, did you win a free download? How many cans of Coke have you bought? Did you win an iPod? Do you think we're corporate fuck ponies? Let us know. No, because it's useful for us to know that things we do like this
is worthwhile.
Yeah, we'd like to get some feedback, and if you don't like us doing it, we don't mind you telling us. Yeah. And when this promotion officially finishes, I'm going to read out the emails, including the bad ones.
Yep.
So it's a good opportunity for you to email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your feedback about the Coca-Cola iTunes thing. If you're really appalled by it, let me know in detail. I'm happy for you to cyberfuck me right up the sphincter.
Cyberfuck?
Yeah, I think so.
God, 21st century of you.
Thanks, yeah. And this is, of course, Zombie Ghost Train. I didn't mention it was the Cemetery Surfers on the Bez before that, and I don't believe I even mentioned the Planet Smashers. What I did mention, Tony, is that you've got to talk for a minute.
Did I? Oh, I missed that bit. Okay, our MySpace page. We have a group on there. It's still a bit neglected.
Tony, don't do that. Do the address.
Who's talking? Oh, yeah, of course. We have a new postal address. Good point. We now have a P.O. Box postal address on our web, on our MySpace page.
Yeah, which it's, neither of us can remember.
It's myspace.com/punkyradio, and I think the address is PO Box 266 SG9BR SG6. It's something like that.
Yeah, it's Punky Radio PO Box 266, but it is on our profile.
It is on our profile.
And is it on our website yet?
No.
Right, but it is on our MySpace profile. So, bands, if you're thinking of sending us something, please do check out the new address.
The new address, and get stuff to our new box.
You'll get stuff to our new box.
Yeah,
I've got a problem here.
What's that?
Oh no, I haven't. I've sussed it. Right, I'm just going to play this next one, and we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
All right.
I wish I was your coffee cup, because then your hands would touch me when you pick me up, and your lips would kiss me when you took a drink. What do you think? I wish I was those clothes you wear. I'd be with you when you went anywhere, and I'd be next to you all of the day, okay? Oh, you know I love ya. Can't help but think about ya. I long to have you near me every day, in every way. I wish I was that light by your head. You turned me on when we got in bed, and I've been near you all of the night, all right. Ooh, you know I love you, can't help but think about you. I long to have you near me every day, in every way. I wish I was your sanitary towel.
That's my mate Incognito.
Okay.
Who is a stand-up comic, and he's just brought out a new album.
Oh, nice.
Sex and Death. And he said to me, if you want to play a track of it, do. And I listened to it, and it's dark.
It's
this
dark
album. It's dark. Yeah.
It sounds dark.
It's dark and comedic and tuneful and interesting and catchy. And you will end up humming or singing a couple of songs of it. Basically, I said, yeah, fair enough, mate. It's not the usual fud on here, but in recent months, what is?
That is true.
That's fair. What I want to know is, what is Incognito's website? What is his MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Incognito?
No.
Oh.
Because some fucker in America's nicked Incognito.
Oh.
He's 24. It's MySpace.com/IanDCognito.
Right.
I don't know what the D stands for.
Demonic.
Quite possibly. He does look dark. Like that. Yeah, dark.
Dark.
Ian Dark. Dark Cognito. Dark Cognito. yeah, so basically, that's one back for me, isn't it?
Yes.
That's probably being Internet 2, Tony 2. This is getting interesting. Booyaka shot.
Booyaka.
Hey, I've got a poetry corner.
Oh, nice, okay.
Now, it hasn't come through the official channels, but it does give me an excuse to say, I haven't had any poetry corners from you in a while, good people in Punky Radio Land. So please do, if you think of a poem or you want to write one about us or write one about anything at all, please do email your poems to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, poetry corner. Daniel kind of did this, but didn't quite get it right. Here goes. I be a listener. Yes, it's true. My parents are completely disgusted with you. They went to your website and yelled in disgust, but fuck them. Punky is a must. Daniel McCracken.
Nice.
He might be the son of Phil McCracken Withcombe.
Let's hope so.
Phil McCrackup Withcombe. I don't know. But thank you very much, Daniel. Thank you very much. And yes, I will add you on Facebook, but we'll talk about Facebook next week.
Okay.
Because Daniel's putting a friend request for me, but I've been offline for a week.
Yes.
The highwayman, the internet superhighwayman. Did you see what I've done there?
Yeah, nice.
The
yeah, I like
super
it.
Highwayman had fucked it over. So, do you know what I've been doing?
What have you been doing?
It's my gigs at the weekend. Hitching
it was, yes.
Hitching and Lecture. It's fantastic. Hitching, Friday night, great show. Roger D on first, Sean Mio on second. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a very good time. Just about full again, despite the nice weather. I was a little bit concerned about it.
Yeah.
I was particularly funny. By my own standards.
You were particularly funny.
Yeah, well, I'm not always.
Okay.
And I'm not always up there. I just kind of do what I've been thinking. But I had loads of stories
right.
that have happened over the last month, and I told most of them. Some of them you've heard on here over the last few weeks. I had a chance to hone them on Punky.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Before performing them live. And it's just a great show. And we went out afterwards, and Sean Mio, the headline act, came out with us afterwards, and we went down to Bombora, where we bumped into various people, including this girl called Dee, who I went out with... very briefly in the early 90s. I mean, it was
right.
brief. Fortnight okay. at best.
Right, okay.
I haven't seen her in 14 years. Saw her in Bombora, where yep. we are, right? And she just looked at me and gone, Paul, how's it going? I went, all right, Dee, how's it going? She went, you remember my name? I went, well, you remember mine? It's fair enough. Dee has got a little fat South African woman with her.
Right.
Right, and I'm sorry to call her a little fat South African woman, but that's what she was.
Okay.
That is the best way to describe her. Quite a very attractive woman, but a little fat South African woman. Right? And Dee said, this is so-and-so, FC de Klerk, blah-de-blah, Bloemfontein, roundabout Durban, whatever name was. Right? And I went, hello, nice to meet you, and did the decent thing of trying to kiss her on the cheek twice, continental, not that kind of continental, but
okay.
the continental way.
Mm.
As soon as I leant forward to give her a kiss, she grabbed the back of my head and just fucking tongued me. And I was like, get away from me, crazy. And I'm going, somebody look me up, somebody look me up. And she was just fucking clamped on. It was like in Alien.
Or the face hugger.
The face hugger. And she's clamped on. I was like, Dee, get her off me. Well, what I was actually going, Dee, get her off me. Okay. So I forced her off. Don't know what she is. I think she was just pissed.
Oh, okay.
But I've never seen the woman before. Probably never seen the woman again.
No.
I probably wasn't the first person she tried to tongue the face off. But it did come as something of a surprise.
Okay.
So I went up to the bar and ordered my usual Jack Daniels and Diet Coke. Complimentary from Barstar, thank you very much.
Oh, nice.
And some idiot, aka Mr. Limburn,
yeah,
said, let's have Black Sambucas.
Right.
No, there were six of us.
Okay.
And before the other five of us had a chance to say, no, Lima went, six black Sambucas. So anyway, I've got my Jack Daniels of Diet Coke in one hand, a pint glass of it. And then I'm getting handed this stupid little black shot thing and just go, oh, fuck it, whop. Yeah. Thing is, about 40 or 50 members of the crowd had come down to the show after the gig. So they saw me having a black Sambuca, and then, because they're fairly cheap or whatever, it's only a little shot, innit?
Mm-hmm.
I start getting handed black Sambucas wherever I am in the bar at any point. Someone's going, yeah, mate, have one of those. I go, all right, yeah, cheers, bang. That's only little, innit? Can't hurt.
No.
They can't hurt. So I fuck knows how many I had.
Yeah.
But I don't remember going home.
Okay.
Again. I don't remember going to bed. Again. I certainly don't remember the fact that Sean Mio, the headline act, had agreed with me that he was going to wake up at 9:30 in the morning, knock on my door and say, ring me a taxi.
Right.
Certainly don't remember that.
No.
That could have led to a bit of friction.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I had my phone with me. I say fortunately. Obviously, with the phone still on, you can see all the messages you've missed and all the things you've been doing.
All the things you've sent.
No photos.
Oh, it's not. No sent to many.
No sent to many incidents.
Oh, you've learned that one. Good.
No sent to many
incidents. You've learned.
But
it's
was
nice.
Basically another great night. But it did mean that I didn't really get myself in any way organised or sorted out for the Saturday night gig lecture until about 5:30.
Yeah.
And I'd be there at 7. Taxi's late. Don't get there till 7:30. Get down there. I've got my guitar with me, but I'm not in time to tune it up.
Right,
but it's
okay.
All right. Ian, the sound man, is a guitar teacher, excellent blues guitar player, and says he will sound check it for me. He does, but doesn't think to tune it up himself.
Right.
The guitar hasn't been played since the night before. It hit him when it was very hot. As you know, one or two strings may or may not. It may have been dropped at some point. I can't remember what I did with it. But anyway, the long and the short of it is, the showing lecture, again, was great. And thank you so much to everyone who came up. It's establishing itself as a really, really, really good one now.
Yeah.
But at the start of the second half, in the same way I do Hitchin, I sing the song about the village, Breach of Green, It's a Village.
Yeah.
Available on Paul B's last CD. Why not send an email for details of how to purchase it? Right.
Okay.
I'm good at selling stuff.
Yeah.
Right. I walk on stage without having... And I say to the audience, this might be a bit out of tune.
Yeah.
And they go, well, let's find out. And I start playing it. And it was properly
well
a bit out of tune. But in sort of Les Dawson style.
All right.
So that there was only one string that was massively out and the rest were a tiny bit out. But it just led to terribleness with chords.
Ooh.
And I couldn't suss it out or sort it out or anything. So I just said, and I'm going, look, fuck it, we won't do the song. And Emma's going, no, you've got to do the song. So I went, all right, but you're going to put yourself through hell. And they went, no, let's go for it. So I said, all right, well, you try and sing it out of tune as well.
Okay.
So we sang the whole song, trying to sing out of tune with an out of tune guitar. At points, the entire audience was going, and at one point, Felix and Charlie, Hamboy and Orwich, looking who in the crowd.
Yeah.
There's one bit when I go very quiet and damp it and pause. And I did that bit, and you just heard Charlie say, this is terrible. In this big room like that. So anyway, that was that. And then
how was the disco?
After the gig, we had a disco. Half the crowd were from Hitchin and had to get a train home.
Oh, right.
So they couldn't stay for it. So it meant very few people stayed for the fucking disco afterwards.
Oh.
But played some top tracks.
Nice.
I played Marl Baker by Boney M.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Tasty.
Where are we?
Tiny
it's time
towers.
For song five. Is there anything that you need to add? Because I've got to do something here as well.
I've got a gig.
I haven't thought this through. Oh, go on, tell us about that.
Okay, I've got a gig this Friday at the time. I mentioned it last week, but I'm going to mention it again. Because I'm like that. My band Alcohol are playing a gig, myspace.com/alcohol. It's our first gig in a while.
Is that /alcohol?
Alcohol.
That was lucky getting that one.
Alcohol. Yeah, we got in early.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Always thinking. Oh, yeah.
Always hanging about with Marv.
That's right. with a Tamil in Mansfield, tamil.com, with Starscreen, Jeff Carling, and.
Who's Jeff Carling?
Jeff Carling is a local acoustic artist playing covers.
Right.
And the like of your favourite pop hits.
Right.
From the charts.
From the charts.
And another band called, I think they're called Strafes.
And what are they like?
I can't remember. I've not heard them.
Can't remember.
But Alcohol's playing. And, you know, £3 entry. It's Friday the
13th. Starscreen.
Starscreen.
Will the lead singer be taking his shirt off?
Probably.
Oh.
Hiding his belly.
His cheeky little tummy.
He's got a little belly on him.
I like them because he always does the same thing. He always puts his arms up in a kind of crucifixy way and just shows everybody his wobbly tummy.
Now, that again is worth the price of admission alone.
And what is the price of admission, Tony?
£3.
But £3?
But £3.
$140.
That's right.
It's a steal, I tell you, a steal.
It's great for the English. But yeah.
Yeah, sorry. And that's at the Town Mill.
Yeah, and if you see me in the bar downstairs, I'll give you free tickets. Yeah. Give you a free one.
If you see Tony Bar downstairs, slap him. Dry slap him.
You'll know me. I've got the biggest sideburns in the room.
Yeah, just walk into the bar downstairs and shout out, "Has anybody seen Uncle Pumblechook?" You should do it. You should get dressed up in Victorian gear for the gig.
A big top hat.
You should go for it. Top hat and tails. Go for it. Fuck it. Don't wear anything underneath it.
All right.
Hey.
Well, nice.
Yeah, nice one.
Go
right, next song.
Yep.
Asobisexu.
Asobisexu.
Yeah, excellent. This is their new single, which was released on Thursday, just gone. And it's their new single. And no, it wasn't released on Thursday. What day was the 6th? That was Friday, wasn't
Friday.
It? So they should have thought about that. They should have released it on the 5th rather than the 6th, because the track of the single is called Thursday. And they've released it on a Friday. Oh,
that's silly, isn't it?
That's ridiculous. Their new single, Thursday, is lifted from the band's second album, Citrus, a record with 11 slices of guitar swirling, sweet and sour, bilingual, dream pop. Frontwoman Yuki, friend of the show. Frontwoman Yuki's voice swirls from a girlish falsetto to plaintive laments and switching effortlessly between Japanese and English, all the while anchored by the lush, turbulent guitar of James Hanna. This is the sound of a band coming into its own and having fun doing it.
Oh, those turbulent guitars.
But we're not going to play the single, Tone.
No. We never do.
We're playing the B-side.
That's right,
because the B-side's better.
Yeah.
I think. Anyway. And the
B-side
track...
B-side baby.
The track that we're going to play is called New Year's, which of course came out on Pancake Day.
Right.
But ooh, it's very, very good. What I know is, Tony.
Yes.
What's Yuki's surname? No. What is... the MySpace profile of Asobi Sexy.
MySpace.com/AsobiSexy.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B in the Internet 2, and this is New Year's. I like that a lot, Tony. That's happy, smiley, Japanese, New York, American, English.
It's nice, it's fun, it's got a girl singer, you know.
Yeah, can't knock
I'm
it.
Not opposed to it.
And it's the B-side to the new single, Thursday.
That's right, it's a B-side, which is, it's a B-side baby.
It's a B-side baby. We used to do those all the time, didn't
we? Yes, and we have some great ones.
On our other thing.
R.I.P.
This is the Dead 60s, I'm remembering this. Did I mention the last band was it Mustang Lightning? Probably not. No. I've really let myself down this week. It's because I'm sober.
Yeah.
I've had these problems before.
We have these moments of sobriety.
So anyway, so you know I've got a new flat on that?
Yes.
Right. I got did I tell you about the sofa bed I got for it? This big fuck off click clack.
I saw the sofa
6
bed.
6 foot plus sofa bed.
The thing I see in the futon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That one, right. Well, that was in the lounge, yeah?
Yes.
And then I saw that there were these leather sofas that were really cheap. Right, £250 for a 3-seater sofa, and you got the 2-seater free. Fucking bargain, right?
Yeah.
But I can't turn that down. I was planning to get sofas for it in the fullness of time, and then put the sofa bed into bedroom 2 in the flat, right?
Right.
However, the sofa bed was assembled by Felix and Charlie, and me a bit as well, right?
Right.
Within the lounge. So it had never been moved anywhere.
Yeah.
And check this out. For dimensions, it was wider than the door and taller than the door, right?
Oh, right.
And I'm by myself because I thought, oh, the sofas are going to take a few days to come, you know. And I'd had quite a long wait in the shop because there were these pig ignorant people in front of me that pushed in front of me and decided to not order a bathroom over about 45 minutes and there's no one else there to serve.
Right.
So I'm sat there waiting. So by the time I get there, the bloke's just gone, listen, man, whatever you want, we're going to sort you out straight away. I went, brilliant. I want this sofa, these sofas, please. 250 notes. Fucking nice. Delivery's another 20-odd quid. Brilliant. I've got the old thing. 275. He said, when would you like it delivered? Went as soon as possible. He said, how about tomorrow?
Right.
I went, oh, shit. I've got to move this fucking sofa bed. I've got no one ahead because it's 8 o'clock at night in this place. I'm the last one in. So I went home and thought, right, I'm going to do this by myself. Now, the mattresses on these things are really heavy.
Yes.
But I dragged the mattress off first. And kind of threw that to one side. Now, these sofa beds, the way they work, it is a click-clack mechanism. So you kind of lift up one end and then it opens out. Thing is, it only stays opened out on its legs. As soon as you turn it up, it reverts to chair shape, sitting shape,
right,
rather than laying shape.
Yeah.
Now, while it's laid out flat, it's much more easy to manoeuvre because it's basically in 2D, if you think about it, rather than in 3D.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. However, I'm by myself and I lift this thing up, and every time I lift it up and try and get it to move anywhere, it starts to revert to chair form and it's becoming Paul versus the sofa very, very quickly, right? Now, I have this idea that if I could just hold it straight for long enough to get it out of the bedroom door, it's a fairly narrow hallway, out of the bedroom door, I'm going to have to negotiate it and try and get it into the bathroom first.
Right.
To then get it straightened up, to then get it into the bedroom that's opposite the bathroom. If you like, there's three doors of three sides of a square, basically. And I've got to get it into the bathroom to then get it in because of the way the doors are, right? Yeah. Somehow, I manage to get myself and the entire sofa bed by myself out of the lounge and into the bathroom. Problem, in doing so, I trap myself into the bathroom by the reverted to chair form sofa bed that has got me stuck against the basin, thinking, well, I now live in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's it. I can't. There's no way I'm going to get out of this. This is it for good. This is me in the sofa bed living in the bathroom. I thought, I can't do this. And I'm wedged up against the basin, and the door, I've got the sofa bed turned round a bit, but it's reverted to chair form.
Yeah.
Right, and it's been turned around and it's got jammed between the bath and the basin and against the door frame. I somehow manage to get this thing just by sheer, I say brute force, I haven't really got brute force, by mustering all the strength I could, I managed to get this thing straight for long enough to just get it out a little bit, and then it reverts back to chair form. And then I have an idea. If I take my belt off, I might be able to wrap the belt around the frame and the thing to hold the sofa bed straight.
Right.
Right, to hold it out, if I can wrap it tight enough, right?
Okay.
So I get the thing back into the shape that I want it again, and I now have to hold that up with one hand, basically, as with the other hand, I try and take my belt off.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm in a bathroom, rammed against a basin, holding an entire sofa bed up with my left hand, trying to get my belt off so I can wrap my belt with one hand around the other end of the sofa bed to hold it straight. I managed to get the belt off, but then my trousers fall down. So now I can't move because my trousers around my ankles, I'm holding my belt and a sofa bed starting to really fucking hurt. I'm starting to get lactic acid. You know that? I'm starting to get that cramp going on. Like, oh shit. So with my trousers around my ankles, I managed to wrap the belt around the thing and tighten it up enough. So even though it won't be quite bed shaped, it's only a, it's a minor V with a very, whatever, it's a, not an acute angle, the other one. What's the other angle?
Obtuse.
Is it ob something angle? Yeah, one of the, one of those, right?
Between 19,
It's a very wide V.
Okay.
Right, it's a very wide V. It's not a flying V, it's a sailing V. It's a wide V, right? So I've got the sofa bed into the wide V. My trousers are still around my ankles. I've resigned myself to the fact that I'm going to have to hop this thing into the bedroom, right? Managed to get it out of the bathroom door, and now it's flat. But then can't get it into the bedroom because it's coming in at an angle, and I've forgotten that I haven't moved my computer table from behind the door in the bedroom. So the door will only open 90 degrees when it needs to open at least 120. For me to stand at any chance at all. So now I've got my trousers around my ankles, I'm holding up a sofa bed with one arm, and with the other arm I'm desperately trying to fiddle around the door to pull an entire computer table out with the other hand to try and get that there. Miraculously I manage it, I get that out, and then the sofa bed just in one movement just floats in to bedroom two, and I collapse in a heap in my own mess. My mum has a key for my flat, and I haven't heard her come in as she watches me with my trousers around my ankles fall into the bedroom with a sofa and just go, "Wah!" She's like, "Hold on there, mum." So get up, managed to get the thing in, get it assembled. She just looks at me and says, "I can't believe you've managed to do that."
Yeah.
I'm actually amazed. And I said, "Look, I am too. But the thing that you maybe don't realise, mum, is I'm actually quite impressed with my knowledge of geometry." Because there is no way I could have done
angles.
This. There is no way I could have done this without angles. Now, that story hasn't got an end to it, other than the fact that the sofa bed is now in bedroom two and looks very fucking nice. My sofa beds have shown up. They're fucking nice. I went to IKEA on the way up here this afternoon because between the Great North Road and the home of the highwayman where I've moved to and Sherwood Forest, there is an IKEA.
There is.
And I went in there to buy cushions and a rug. And to enjoy their very budget-priced hot dogs. At
They're
the
nice,
end.
Aren't they?
They are nice. But the fuckers have put the prices up.
Really?
Those Swedish cunts.
Bastards.
I can remember when they were 65 and 75p respectively, for the smaller and the larger one.
Mm.
And then they went up to 70 and 90, which couldn't work out. They're now both over a pound.
Got it.
I'm not going back. I'm actually not going back to them.
That story reminded me of the old MacGyver stories. Remember the old rubbish TV program MacGyver?
I never ever watched it.
When the guy made bombs out of his shoes.
I never watched it.
It was even more. It was worse than the A-Team. But were you taking your belt off story? You to be MacGyver now.
The thing was, by the time I'd taken I'd successfully taken the belt off, I did feel like just wrapping it around the shower and fucking hanging myself.
Yeah, we found him with his trousers down, a belt off, on the toilet.
Yeah, with a sofa bed on his head.
Anyway, talking being excess, carry on.
Speaking of being, and do you know what? I did whip up quite a sweat.
Did you?
While I was doing that.
Okay.
In rather a masterful manner.
Ooh.
So how convenient.
Yes.
That the last track on tonight's show should be Sweat Master.
Nice.
From their album, Animal, but we're not playing that one. We're playing track three, which, strangely enough, is called Dead Legs, which I did have as well. This is all coming out of the roost. This is from Full Steam Records. Sweatmaster used to be on Bad Afro, and we've already played the setting song by Bad Afro, so I think it's only fair now that we should play Sweatmaster from Full Steam Records, because we're mates with Silka now, as well as Lars. We've got Lars and Silka going on.
So that's right.
Full Steam, best label in Finland, in my own humble opinion. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Sweatmaster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sweatmaster Band.
You fucking dancer. It's myspace.com/sweatmaster. It's a draw.
Is it?
I thought it's a draw.
Oh, I seem to remember them having something different.
It's Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony Gutted. 3, and this is Dead Legs. Sweatmaster.
That was great.
It's a great album. It's a fantastic album. We do tend to, I don't mean we save the best till last, but we do tend to, I do tend to save our favourite track of the show until last.
Yeah.
Whether it's the best one or not, it's normally my favourite, and I have to say, I just love this band.
That's great, though.
I love Sweatmaster. And we've now played Down to Size, Calling Satan, Let Me In, and now Dead Legs. We played three tracks off this 12-track brilliant album. Do visit their MySpace page, or I'll do the website as well, sweatmaster.net,
yeah,
isn't it? That might be where you're getting confused before. Sweatmaster.net, check them out. They're brilliant lads. I've been to see them. They are a fantastic live act. They are a great band. There you go. Now, it's the podcast peer awards. It's nearly the end of the podcast peer awards stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many things we haven't mentioned this week on this show about the various people we have to thank and people who help us out now, but we'll sort it out next week. But the podcast peers, if you are a podcaster and you are registered on podcast peers, please do nominate Punky Radio in either comedy or music. Please add your support to the nominations we've already had, should I say.
Yeah.
We're doing pretty well in both, and I would really like to get through in one of them. I'm not greedy, but either music or comedy, don't mind which. Quite frankly, judging by my sofa story, I'd go for music this week. And thank you so much to everyone who has nominated us so far. We'll let you know how we get on. We came second last year.
Yeah.
And we would, for once, like to go one better.
I noticed on punkyradio.com, we've still got the badge on there. The podcast peers finalist badge.
Oh, that's not going. That's not going anywhere.
Of course it's not.
It's staying forever.
Too fucking right.
What else do we have to say? Please vote for us at Podcast Alley. It doesn't take long,
no,
does it? It's easy. Sorry that we haven't had any information about T-shirts yet. We won't have any information about them next week either. It's taken a while to sort these T-shirts out, but thank you for those of you who've been asking us about them. There was something that I was going to say then. Yeah. Oh, if you have a judgmental or a poetry corner, or there's anything you want to get in touch with me about, paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you have an is a twat, it's tony@punkyradio.com.
Yep.
Anything else I should be getting in touch with you about?
Not really. Don't think so.
Facebook frenzy next week.
Yes.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
So far, so good.
Oh, you thought I was going to say something then, didn't you? But I didn't have anything to say.
Okay. Fine.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.